Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Ram Goldar, and today Masechus Zvachim Daf Kuv Ches, the 13th Perek Hashoichav Amala. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, the next mission describes the relative chumras of shchute chutz and hala b'chutz. The greater chumra of shchita is that one who shechs a carbon b'chutz lehedyot for a commoner, meaning for human consumption, is chayev, whereas hala for a hedyot, meaning to worship him, is patur from hala b'chutz, although he would be chayev for our avodah zorah. The greater chumra of ha'ala is that shnayim she'achuz b'sakim v'shachetu paturim. Two people who held the knife together and shechted b'chutz are patur, but achuz be'evra halu chayovin. If they held a limb of a carbon and offered it up, they're chayev. The Gemara analyzes the sources for these various laws, and during the discussion additionally excludes shogeg anus umuta, one who is mistaken, coerced, or misled to be ma'ala b'chutz. It also darshans Lashem to exclude one who shechs b'chutz, the ser lazaza, which is not offered to Hashem. Point number two, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon said that if one was ma'ala multiple times b'chutz, he's chai for every halah, but Rabbi Yossi says he's only chai once. This malchokas is explained in numerous ways. Rish Lakish says the malchokas is bedal de he'ivarim, one who's ma'ala four or five limbs from one carbon. Rabbi Yossi holds that la sos oso, to make it, which teaches al shalim hu chayiv, v'ino chayiv al chaser, he's only chayiv for offering a complete thing, not to a deficient thing, refers to the entire animal, meaning one is only chayiv for being ma'ala an entire carbon. Thus, he's only liable once for being ma'ala all four or five limbs, which completed the animal. Rabbi Shimon holds this rule refers to the halah of each aver, and one is therefore chayiv for each aver. However, all agree that ha'alah of a single aver in several segments only obligates once. Rabbi Yochanan says the Malchokas is about ha'alah of one aver in several segments. Rabbi Shimon holds limbs fit to be burned inside, meaning they were shechted inside the Mikdash, which became incomplete, obligate for their ha'alah. He holds oso only excludes incomplete limbs of karbanos shechted outside the Mikdash. Incomplete limbs of karbanos shechted inside, which are returned to the Mizbech if they burst off, also obligate for ha'alah. Rabbi Yossi exempts in this case. All agree one is chai for each aver, one is ma'ala. Additional interpretations of the Malchokas are presented. And point number three, the Mishnah Rabbi Yossi says, Eino chayv ad shiyala rosh mizbeach. One is not chayv unless he offers a carbon on top of an altar. But Rabbi Shimon says, even if he was ma'ala on top of a rock or stone, he's chayv. Rav Huna explains that Rabbi Yossi derives his opinion from the pasuk which says that Noach built a mizbeach to bring karbanos. Rabbi Yochanan explains that Rabbi Shimon derives from a Noach who brought a carbon on a tzur, a rock. Rabbi Shimon holds that Noach built a mizbeach for a gova ba'alma, a mere high place for easier offering, not because it was required. Rabbi Yossi holds that although Noach sacrificed on a rock, that was a harasha, a unique momentary ruling instructed by the Malach, since it was time when sacrificing on bamos was prohibited altogether. Alternatively, Rabbi Shimon says that since the pasuk says to build a mizbech at the entrance of the Ohel Moed, we infer that for sacrificing on a bama, a mizbech is not required, and it can be a single stone. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next mission describes the relative chumras of shchutei chutz and hala b'chutz. The greater chumra of shchita is that one who shechs a carbon b'chutz, lehedyot, for a commoner, meaning for human consumption, is chayev, whereas hala for a hedyot, meaning to worship him, is patur from hala b'chutz, although he would be chayev for our avodah zorah. The greater chumra of hala is that shnayim she'achuz b'sakim v'shachetu paturim. Two people who held the knife together and shechted b'chutz are patur, but achuz be'evra halu chayovin. If they held a limb of a carbon and offered it up, they're chayev. The Gemara analyzes the sources for these various laws, and during the discussion additionally excludes shogeg anus umuta, one who is mistaken, coerced, or misled to be ma'ala b'chutz. It also darshans Lashem to exclude one who shechs b'chutz, the ser lazaza, which is not offered to Hashem. Point number two, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon said that if one was ma'ala multiple times b'chutz, he's chai for every halah, but Rabbi Yossi says he's only chai once. This malchokas is explained in numerous ways. Rish Lakish says the malchokas is bedal de he'ivarim, one who's ma'ala four or five limbs from one carbon. Rabbi Yossi holds that la sos oso, to make it, which teaches al shalim hu chayiv, v'ino chayiv al chaser, he's only chayiv for offering a complete thing, not to a deficient thing, refers to the entire animal, meaning one is only chayiv for being ma'ala an entire carbon. Thus, he's only liable once for being ma'ala all four or five limbs, which completed the animal. Rabbi Shimon holds this rule refers to the halah of each aver, and one is therefore chayiv for each aver. However, all agree that ha'ala of a single aver in several segments only obligates once. Yochanan says the Machlokas is about ha'ala of one aver in several segments. Rabbi Shimon holds limbs fit to be burned inside, meaning they were shechted inside the Mikdash, which became incomplete, obligate for their ha'ala. He holds Oso only excludes incomplete limbs of Karbanos shechted outside the Mikdash. Incomplete limbs of Karbanos shechted inside, which are returned to the Mizbech if they burst off, also obligate for ha'ala. Rabbi Yossi exempts in this case. All agree one is chai for each aver, one is mala. Additional interpretations of the machlokas are presented. And point number three, the Mishnah Rabbi Yossi says, they know chayv ad shiyala rosh mizbeach. One is not chayv unless he offers a carbon on top of an altar. But Rabbi Shimon says, even if he was mala on top of a rock or stone, he's chayv. Rav Huna explains that Rabbi Yossi derives his opinion from the pasuk which says that Noach built a mizbeach to bring karbanos. Rabbi Yochanan explains that Rabbi Shimon derives from a Noach, who brought a carbon on a tzur, a rock. Rabbi Shimon holds that Noach built a mizbeach for a gova ba'alma, a mere high place for easier offering, not because it was required. Rabbi Yossi holds that although Manoach sacrificed on a rock, that was a harasha, a unique momentary ruling instructed by the Malach, since it was time when sacrificing on bamos was prohibited altogether. Alternatively, Rabbi Shimon says that since the pasuk says to build a mizbech at the entrance of the Ohel Moed, we infer that for sacrificing on a bama, a mizbech is not required, and it can be a single stone. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf Ches, and this sim was suggested to us by Mordechai Sloven from Ramat Beit Shemesh, as well as from Nathaniel Jacob from Great Neck, New York. They both suggested that Kuf Ches is a pickpocket based on kach, take. So here goes. Well, one talented pickpocket rationalized it was okay to steal from the two men offering up a limb together b'chutz, since they were both chayiv. Another one snatched money from a man who was going to be chayiv multiple times for offering up multiple limbs on top of a rock he used as an altar. Once again, slow motion. Well, one talented pickpocket, that must be learned off kuf ches, kach, take. Well, one talented pickpocket rationalized it was okay to steal from the two men offering up a limb together b'chutz, since they were both chayiv, which reminds us, the next Mishnah describes the relative chumras of shchute chutz and hala b'chutz. The greater chumra of shchita is that one who shechs a carbon lehedyot, for a commoner, meaning for human consumption, is chayiv, whereas hala for a hedyot, meaning to worship him, is patur from hala b'chutz, although he would be chayiv for avodah zorah. The greater chumrah of ha'ala is that two people who held a knife together and shechted the b'chutz are exempt, but if they held a limb of a carbon and offered it up together, they are chayiv. So, while one talented pickpocket rationalized it was okay to steal from the two men offering up a limb together b'chutz since they were both chayiv, another one snatched money from a man who was going to be chayiv multiple times for offering up multiple limbs. Which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon said that if one was ma'ala multiple times b'chutz, he's chayiv for every ha'ala, but Rabbi Yossi says he's only chayiv once. This malchokas is explained in numerous ways. So while one talented pickpocket rationalized it was okay to steal from the two men offering up a limb together b'chutz, since they were both chayiv, another one snatched money from a man who was going to be chayiv multiple times for offering up multiple limbs on top of a rock he used as an altar, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, "Veino chayiv ad shiyalo rosh mizbech." One is not chayiv unless he offers up a carbon on top of a mizbech, but Rabbi Shimon says, even if he was mala on top of a rock or stone, he's chayiv. So once again, well, one talented pickpocket rationalized it was okay to steal from the two men offering up a limb together b'chutz, since they were both chayiv. Another one snatched money from a man who was going to be chayiv multiple times for offering up multiple limbs on top of a rock he used as an altar. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazar. Daf Kuf Dalet. So the Siman Daf Kuf Dalet is a code. So here goes. The Kohen searching for code, that must mean we're on Daf Kuf Dalet. The Kohen searching for code, who was told the skin of a carbon was permitted after Zrika before the meat became possible, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas if Zrika is effective for the or alone when the Basar was disqualified. So the Kohen searching for code, who was told the skin of a carbon was permitted after Zrika before the meat became possible, found etched into the skin a map with the location of the three Besa Deshanim, which reminds us, Rabbi Bar Avuha says there are three Besa Deshanim, places of ashes. Number one, a large base of deshen in the Azara for burning disqualified kachi kachim and parmin israfim, which were disqualified before Zrika. Number two, another base of deshen on the Harabayas for parmin israfim, which were disqualified after Zrika, and number three, one outside the three camps, meaning outside Yerushalayim, for burning the Parim Nisrafim according to their proper procedure. So the Kohen searching for Kodu was told the skin of a carbon was permitted after Zrika, before the meat became possible, found etched into the skin a map with the location of the three Beis HaDeshanim, but could not discern the code to figure out if Parim Nisrafim, Asirim Nisrafim that were left overnight, disqualifies their meat, which reminds us, Rabbi Yirmiyah asks, Lina Mahusha Toluba Parim Nisrafim Ibisirim HaNisrafim, is remaining overnight effective to disqualify meat of the burned bulls and the burned goats? Do we say Lina only disqualifies Basar Dabar Achila, meat which is consumed by people or the Mizbeach, but not the meat of Parim Nisrafim, or does it disqualify this meat as well? Although a brisa proves that pigul intent is ineffective for Parim Nisrafim because they're not consumed items, it's still possible that Lina does disqualify them. Daf Kuf Hey, so the Siman Daf Kuf Hey is a hacker. So here goes. The hacker, that must be on Daf Kuf Hey. The hacker's computer overloaded when trying to write a problem to solve if Parim Nisrafim are half in and half out with the majority of one limb out, whether we follow the limb, which reminds us, the Tanakhama of the previous Mishnah taught that as soon as Parim Nisrafim are carried out of the Azara, the Matami the people carrying them. Rabbi Lazar asks, if half the body was outside and half inside, and the majority of one limb was outside, do we say, regarding this minority part of the limb left inside, we throw it after its majority to consider the entire aver, and thereby the majority of the animal outside? Or does it follow the majority of the animal, meaning its actual location, and its majority has not yet left the Azara? So the hacker's computer overloaded when trying to write a program to solve if Parim and Nisrafim are half in and half out, with the majority of one limb out, whether we follow the limb, while his partner was creating detectors for Sofu Latame Tuma Chamura, which don't need Heksha, which reminds us, the Torah says that Zera, edible seed, is only a couple Tuma after Heksha, preparation for Tuma, meaning becoming wet, and later contracting Tuma. This model teaches that just as seeds, which will not be matami with tuma chamura, a severe tuma, meaning as an avatuma, which food can never become, require heksher, the same applies to anything which is not matami with a tuma chamura. This excludes the nevela of a kosher bird, shesofa latame tuma chamura, which is destined to be matami with a severe tuma, vein sricha heksher, so it does not require heksher, but is matami food automatically. So the hacker's computer overloaded when trying to write a program to solve if Parim Nisrafim are half in and half out with majority of one limb out, whether we follow the limb, while his partner was creating detectors for Sofu Latame Tuma Chamura, which don't need Heksher, and things that aren't Matami a person through contact, which only make a Sheni, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that whatever cannot be Matami a person through contact is only Matami food as a Sheni. Daf Kuf Vav, so the similar Daf Kuf Vav is a tight rope walker. So here goes. The tightrope walker, that must move around Duff, Kuvav, a fine line, Kav. The tightrope walker who knows down below a person shechting and offering a carbon outside the base of Migdash and shouted that this man would be chayev twice, which reminds us, the 13th parak begins, Hashochev amal b'chutz, one who shechs and offers up a carbon outside the Migdash. He's chayev for the shechita and is chayev for the offering up as well because they're separate averos and obligate to chatos. Yosef Glili agrees that if he was shochet inside the Migdash and offered it outside, he's chai because the carbon was shechted properly and was a valid carbon. But if he shechted it outside and offered it up outside, he's pater shohela eladav rapazel because he only offered up something invalid. Since the carbon was invalidated when it was shechted outside the Migdash, the subsequent halah is not liable. So the tightrope walker who noticed down below a person shechting and offering a carbon outside the base of Migdash and shouted that this man would be chayev twice, quoting the sources for the Azars and Onshim for both, which reminds us the Gemara brings the sources for the Onshim and the Azars for the Shechita and the Halah b'chutz. So the tightrope walker who noticed down below a person shechting and offering a carbon outside the base of Migdash and shouted that this man would be chayev twice, quoting the sources for the Azars and Onshim for both, shocked the crowd when he threw down his balance pole to stop someone from doing the same, who had been makdish his carbon during Shas Heter Bamos, which reminds us, we learned that even karbanos designated b'Shas Heter Bamos cannot be sacrificed b'chutz once Bamos become prohibited. Daf Kuf Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Zayin is couscous. So here goes. The man who did Zrik with dam mixed with couscous, that must be on Daf Kuf Zayin. The man who did Zrika with dumb mixed with couscous outside the Mikdash, who tried to distract the two rabbis yelling at him, one comparing to Shechita and one to Halah, which reminds the Gemara discusses whether Zrika b'chutz is derived from a pasuk of Shechita or Halah. So the man who did zrikwa dam mixed with couscous outside the mikdash, who tried to distract the two rabbis yelling at him, one comparing it to shechita, and one to halacha, by pointing to the man shechting on the roof of a replica of the heichal, which reminds us, our braisa explains that the phrases b'machane, in the camp, and mechutz l'machane, outside the camp, together teach that one is chai for shechting in the machane levia, and not only outside all three machanos, but only in a place which is not fit for shechting any karbanas, and not for shechting kachi kachim in the darom. Based on this, Ula says a shechet al gagol shel heichal chayev. One who shechs on the roof of the heichal is chayev, heilvei ein ruyi l'shechitas kol zevach, since it's not fit for shechting any carbon. Rava objects. So the man who did zrikwa dam mixed with couscous outside the mikdash, who tried to distract the two rabbis yelling at him, one comparing it to shechita and one to halacha, by pointing to the man shechting on the roof of a replica of the heichal, was relieved when another rabbi said he's pati because there is no more kedusha nowadays because kedusha rishon lekitcha lasid lavo. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings malchokas about hamal bezman hazeh if kedusha rishon lekitcha l'shaita v'kitcha lasid lavo. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do you learn that the orals of Ola's Hekdesh are not given to Kohanim? That's on daf. Kuf Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you learn even karbonas designated b'shas heter bamos cannot be sacrificed b'chutz once bamos become prohibited? That's on daf. Kuvav. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we have malchokas if zrika is effective for the or alone when the busser was disqualified? That's on daf. Kufdalas. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we have malchokas if ha'olah b'chutz is only on a mizbeach or even on a stone? That's on daf. Kufches. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that both the orals of a man's ola and a woman's ola go to kahanim? That's on daf. Kuf Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you discuss determining the majority of Parim Nisrafim leaving the Azora to be Matame? That's on daf. Kuf Hey. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have Malchokas if one is Ma'ala multiple times Bechutz, whether he's Chayv for every Halal or only Chayv once? That's on daf. Kuf Ches. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we malchok is where the zrika b'chutz is derived from a pasuk of shechita or halah? That's on daf. Kuf Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn the two people who shech together b'chutz are patur, but two people who are ma'ala together are chayev? That's on daf. Kuf Ches. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we have a malchok is regarding how many times is one chayev if he was shochet and ma'ala b'chutz? That's on daf. Kuvav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.